Welcome back to the Campus Chronicle podcast. Today we are doing an Iowa draft, and I'm here with...
Joanna.
Casey.
I'm Michael.
Samantha.
We're going to pick our all-star Iowa celebrities. I don't think we're doing fictional. Did we decide on that?
No fictional.
No fictional? No. Okay, good. Because I didn't pick anyone fictional. We're going to be starting with Casey, and then we're going to go to me. No, we're not. Scratch that. Samantha goes first. I go. Joanna, Michael, and Casey. And we're also be posting this on Instagram, so you can vote for who has the best all-star Iowa celebrity team.
Yes.
Samantha, why don't you start us off?
I'm going to go with Corey Taylor of Slipknot.
Why? Why is Corey Taylor?
Because I'm a metalhead.
All right. I get it. Yeah. I chose Elijah Wood. I really liked Lord of the Rings growing up. I think he's a really down-to-earth guy. I would hang out with Elijah Wood.
Yeah?
No? He seems fun. He's kind of old now.
I was going to say he's old now.
Well, yeah.
Which is crazy, but...
It is a little crazy, but I think... Mm-hmm. Okay, time travel, I'd hang out with Lord of the Rings version Elijah Wood for sure.
Yeah.
Joanna.
Okay, so my first one... Why am I looking at this? I already know. I chose Shawn Johnson. Because I feel like she could just do a lot.
You know? Who is that?
Oh my goodness. You don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is.
Okay.
Tell me.
She is an Olympian from Iowa.
What'd she do?
Four-time Olympian. Gymnastics.
Oh.
She won gold on the balance beam and like silver in the team. All around. You know, yeah, she also went on Dancing with the Stars.
Recently?
No, for years
now. Oh, okay.
But she won. She won on twice.
She won.
Yeah.
What? How old is she?
She's like in her 30s now. Early 30s. Like she just turned 30.
I'm gonna look it up.
I can't believe you don't know who that is.
Well, I don't.
That's like,
I,
are you from Iowa? Like, what?
Does everyone here know who Shawn Johnson is?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I got two edgings.
I'm not from Iowa, so I have
no
idea.
Oh, okay. Well, that, yeah.
How do you spell that? Shawn?
S-H-A-W.
And
sorry, I'm not near the...
No, it's okay. Yeah, sorry guys, we're using one mic for two people. Oh, yeah, I don't know who that is. Sorry.
Well, I feel like she, you know, because she was a gymnast, she's very strong. She can do a lot of things. Mm-hmm. She's done a lot of things. She's written books. She's worked with a lot of organizations, and I don't know, just a very influential person.
Okay, yeah. Very good, very good. Michael, you're next.
Yeah, my first one was Buffalo Bill.
Okay.
Buffalo Bill. Okay.
Yeah.
Reasoning.
I don't know. It sounded cool. His name sounds cool.
Do you know who that is?
Yes, I know who it is. Okay. I have the Wikipedia page pulled up. He's an American soldier, a bison hunter, a showman, and a gold prospector, and a fur trapper, and a bison hunter, and a railroad contractor, and a town developer. He's awesome.
He's done a lot of things.
Home, actually.
He's done quite a few things.
Very influential. Okay, Casey.
My first pick is, I don't want to butcher this, Danai Gurira. She plays Michonne in The Walking Dead, and she also plays one of the characters in Black Panther. That's my favorite show, so that's why she's up on first.
The Walking Dead?
Yes.
Is it still on?
I think, there's so many remakes.
Yeah,
there's like off branches. I don't know. I think they posted like their last season.
Recently?
Yeah.
I thought it ended a while ago. A decade ago, but yeah.
It's such a good show.
Casey, we're going to start with you again. This is second draft pick.
Barry,
Do you know how the people on your list?
Yes. I got to make sure this is the actor's name. Barry Allen.
Like the Flash?
The Flash, yeah. He's from Iowa, apparently.
I thought we had agreed
that,
no fictional
I didn't.
Characters.
Was that fictional? I don't know.
He's a fictional man. He's a man with superpowers.
Real. But what about the actor?
That's an actor?
His name is not Barry Allen.
What's his name?
Grant Gustin.
Grant Gustin, that one?
Yeah.
Is he from Iowa?
Or Ezra Miller.
It said he was from Iowa.
I'm going to double check.
Okay, just
keep talking.
I would say, once again, it's another actor. He pretty sure he plays in the Justice League.
Nope, that's Ezra Miller.
Seriously?
Yeah.
What reality are you in,
Casey? Bro's on Earth 2 right now.
Yeah.
I can't see any of this. He's from Iowa.
Go to his Wikipedia page.
He's from Virginia.
Oh, okay. So, JK.
And I don't think Ezra Miller is from Iowa.
I hope not.
So, my article was fake news. All right. So.
Sorry, keep talking. I'm just
okay.
Trying to figure out.
Okay, so my second one that isn't fake news is Jason Momoa.
Yeah, he's from Iowa. Sort of,
yeah. I would say why, because I don't know. I like that he plays Aquaman. And that's, like, one of my, it's, like, my second favorite superhero.
Really?
Yeah.
Aquaman.
Yeah.
High praise for Aquaman.
Yes.
Who's your first?
Spider-Man.
Okay, well, that makes sense. That makes sense. Back to you, Michael.
Okay. Well, I got some silly little guys on here, so I gotta pick and choose now that I have some. I'll go with John Wayne.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Why?
He's a cowboy.
Westernized.
He's a cowboy film man.
Mm-hmm. I didn't pick John Wayne because I'm pretty sure he's a racist.
Oh, well, he might be because he grew up in that time. But he is very influential in Western filmmaking, and, you know, you can separate the art from artists, so I tend to do. So.
Okay, very nice.
Isn't he, really old?
He's
probably dead.
Oh. Yeah, I was going to say, I think he's dead.
Sorry,
yeah,
for like 50 years or so.
He's probably dead.
He's been dead a long time.
Let's see. Let's look up. Oh, it's my turn.
It is your turn.
Okay. We're going to go with, because like I said, I want mine to be very, very versatile mix. Let's do Joe Burrow. I personally am not a huge fan of him, but we're going versatile. Yeah, he was born in Ames.
Ames?
Yep.
Like close.
Yeah, close.
Who is he again? Could you remind me?
He's a quarterback.
Plays on the Bengals, right?
Yep, and he was the first round draft pick in 2021, I want to say.
Wait, what?
Most people would know.
Yeah.
Probably know.
I recognize his name, for sure.
Go Tigers.
Here.
Why don't you like him?
Yeah, why don't...
What's with the...
No, I don't mind him. Oh. I'm just like... I don't mind him. But we're going... I mean, clearly, I chose him. There you go. What's even worse,
Isn't
he's got,
he
like,
blonde now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Platinum hair.
I know. He just kind of gives me weird vibes, but like I said, I'm going for a versatile group, and people that our audience would know about.
Yeah, everyone.
You gotta think about like
Joe Burrow.
You know, yeah, everyone
knows that guy.
No, but I feel like, you know, most people probably would.
I would assume so. I mean, I vaguely knew him even. Okay, my turn. I chose Otto Frederick Rowan.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't.
Yeah,
no one knows that.
Just give me a second.
The silence
okay?
was loud.
The silence was loud.
He's the maker of the bread slicing machine.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, oh him, right? You know exactly.
Who I don't know him, but I did like, I know what that is.
Yeah,
and I've heard like the
and
story.
And he coined the phrase, "as easy as sliced bread."
Okay.
No, that's absolute. Like, I don't. Know that.
Oh.
You made that up?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. False news. But I thought he was interesting. Like, that's kind of cool, right? You're all just blankly staring at me. It's interesting.
A bread cutter.
Fun fact.
What does a bread cutter even look like? Does it have a bunch of, like, slices?
Yeah,
and
it's
you
just the...
Put the bread in it, and you go, zoom, and it cuts it?
Kind of, yeah.
No one had thought to make that before him?
No, they didn't. Okay, it was very trying time.
People use knives and stuff.
But this was
the first
automatic. Put it in.
It's probably it's just what like 12 knives stacked.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
They didn't think to do that.
It's too much thought. They're like, God, we can only use one.
They're just not efficient.
I should also say the bread machine would
roll
the loaves after.
It wasn't so just which the one is it? Cutter. Is it this one? This.
I think it's like that. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You should be impressed. That's why you have bread today. You're welcome, right. Otto. Samantha, it's your turn.
All right, for my next pick, I'm going to go with Ron Clements, Disney animator director.
Yes, that does sound familiar.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, he worked on things like Little Mermaid and Aladdin.
Where is he from in Iowa?
Do you not offhand, no. I just saw his name and recognized the work he did.
Yeah, for sure. All right, you get third pick. Are we doing four? Third pick this time.
All right, so I'm going to pick someone that's very near and dear to a lot of people at DMACC, and that's going to be the opera singer Simon Estes.
Oh, you stole mine.
You picked that?
Yes.
Who is that?
He's an opera singer.
Opera singers, obvious. I just
from
said.
DMACC?
Yes.
Yeah, but he's been like everywhere.
Oh.
She's like, oh, that's
that guy.
Oh.
And don't feel bad, Joanna. Michael stole my second pick of John Wayne.
Okay. Yeah, I had that one too.
I'm going for a cowboy theme.
Yeah. Alright, what cowboy do you have next?
I don't know. Are you going to take my cowboy?
No.
I'll take my cowboy. They're very dear to me.
I won't. Precious. Yeah, I'm... Nope.
Okay. I picked... My next pick was Mildred Day.
Stop!
Whoa.
Yes!
Seriously? Oh! Such... Anger on the podcast.
I thought no one would pick her.
God.
Is that the one you were like, no one's gonna pick?
No. It was John. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
she helped to make Rice Krispies.
I know.
I thought that was so cool. I love Rice Krispies. Yes. What a woman.
Literally.
We should talk about her more.
We should do a whole podcast on her.
Yeah, just Rice on Mildred Day and the Rice Day. Krispies. What do you prefer? The, like, regular Rice Krispies?
Regular.
Are you Fruity Pebble Rice Krispies?
No, regular. Fruity.
Okay.
Straight up regular.
I get it, yeah. I agree. I think the chocolate ones are gross.
Yeah, no.
Yeah?
Yes.
And the Fruity Pebble ones are...
No. Yeah, no. Gross. I feel like they are kind of... I don't know, they taste... How do I describe it? They're not as crunchy as the other ones.
Yes, they don't have they're almost crunch. Soggy.
They're too, yeah, soggy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, you put dipped it in milk first before you decided to put it with the other stuff.
I'm glad we agree on this. Mm-hmm. This is important journalistic stuff right here.
Very
Who's next? Are you next?
Oh, am I?
Yeah, you are.
I am. Okay, well, I have to look this up.
Gonna have to deep dive.
Okay. I don't know. We're just gonna do... We got Meredith Willson, composer of The Music Man, and from my hometown.
Where is that?
Mason City.
Mason? You're from Mason City?
I grew up there, yeah.
Good for you.
Lived there for 17 years.
Did you ever watch The Music Man? Anybody here?
Mm-hmm.
No.
It's not very good.
No.
It's very boring.
You have to when you live there.
Is it boring in Mason City?
The Music Man? We've got a whole entire, like... place dedicated to
the museum. Music Man.
Whole entire giant museum. People have a lot of weddings there.
Is that like your town's like identity?
No. There's more to it than that. But yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Michael, I think you are next. I keep forgetting the route.
I'll go with, you know, I'll stray away from the cowboys and I go with Brandon Routh, the actor.
Is he Superman?
Yeah,
right?
He's a lot of things.
That's what I remember.
He's an actor. He can be whoever you want him to be.
Okay, that's true.
Okay, hey, you know, my bad.
Yes, he is Superman. He is Superman in that one kind of mid one.
Oh, the really bad.
Yeah, the mid one.
Superman Returns.
I gotta look up more Iowa. Yeah.
But well,
you already ran out.
No, I have one left, but I just feel like I need.
Yeah, get backup. Some more.
Yeah.
Two of my friends are actually his cousin.
What?
So
wow,
he should be on the
that's
podcast.
That's my 6 degrees of connection.
Can I don't, you give
he's
us
in like
a...
LA.
Okay.
Do you think he's gonna fly back just to be on the DMACC podcast? He's a busy man.
Why not?
Jason Momoa cost $200,000 to bring here. Brandon Routh probably costs like $50,000.
$50,000?
No, yeah.
Try $10,000.
$10,000.
When's the last movie?
Well, he's a TV show actor now, actually. Put some respect on his name. He's standing on business.
Sorry. What's his name again? Sorry.
Brandon Routh.
Routh.
Oh, I think I've heard of him. Routh.
We tried to get Mark Ruffalo on the podcast.
Did you actually?
It didn't work.
Is it this guy? That's just who I got when I looked at Brandon.
Who is that?
Not Routh.
Routh.
R-O-A.
Oh,
that's
Ralph. Ralph.
Sorry.
My little check mark next to his name now.
That's okay. Casey, you're next.
All right. Oh, Ralph, like mouth.
Yes. That guy right there.
So this one is Walter Cunningham. He is the first Iowan to go to space.
Oh, cool. I like that.
Yeah. So I don't just have actors, I have a spaceman.
I'm a spaceman. I think you get to go again, Casey.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, just give me a second to... Yeah, go ahead.
My last one is going to be Caitlin Clark.
God. I didn't have that one, but I forgot about her. Yeah. But that would have been a good one.
She went to Dowling, if I'm not wrong.
She did. One of my friends went to high school with her.
Oh my god.
Such a got all the stories.
Was she nice?
Was she cool?
Yeah, he said she was sick.
Yeah. Okay. Meh. You don't have any dirt on her or anything, right?
I actually do.
Oh.
Not dropping it here.
We can blackmail you on the podcast.
No!
No! No, no,
I'm not doing that!
You're evil.
Yeah, that's
so bad. You
have to get guest stars somehow.
Honestly, I respect the business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The business hustle here.
Yeah. Yeah. But I...
Let's try and keep this podcast going.
Yeah. Any other... Anything to add?
No.
Nope, just Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, just Caitlin Clark.
Michael, your turn. Last pick.
Herbert Hoover.
Well, you know what? I don't even think he was that good of a president.
He was not. He was pretty bad. He was a pretty bad president.
Yeah, he was.
All things considered. They named homeless towns after him. Hoovervilles.
Oh.
Shanty towns.
Like the Hoover Dam?
Is that named after him? Probably.
Oh, I didn't know he was from Iowa, too.
Yeah, he's the only president from Iowa and probably will be the only president from Iowa.
Whoa.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
They don't like us anymore. He was, not great. We have a bad reputation
in politics
now.
I mean...
And it was all because of him. And that's why I choose him.
You're happy to...
Yeah.
Keep us away from politics.
Thanks, guy.
Okay, Joanna, are you ready? This is your last pick.
Wait, I gotta find someone.
Okay.
I ain't got no more picks.
Okay.
I'll just take one of mine if you want it.
Yeah, you can take one of mine.
Okay, so... I'm trying to... Let me see what you've got. Let me see what you guys have got. This one. I don't know that.
Wait, you don't know Teen Titans?
No.
This is the list that I was, playing
on. Oh.
Okay, that guy was in Pitch Perfect.
Oh, yes, I do know him.
Yeah.
Yes.
That guy, I don't even know how to describe him. He's just an actor. That guy, you know that song?
Oh.
That, was really popular.
Okay. Okay, let's go with,
Did you ever watch Teen Titans?
Yeah, let's just go with... Let me pull them up.
Which one?
Wait, here.
I shouldn't have shared, because I think you're taking the one that I wanted.
All right, so we're going with Adam Devine.
Oh, yeah, okay, I figured. Now I'm stuck with the crappy ones I have.
At least you have picks left.
So again, we want this to be a diverse group of celebrities. And he's an actor, and I don't think I've mentioned an actor yet. Maybe I have.
No, what have you... I can't even remember what you've said.
I don't
the gymnast?
Know.
Oh, the football player.
Yeah.
The third one.
Composer.
The composer. Yeah. And Adam Devine.
You know, that's a good
unique
mix.
List.
It is a good mix.
You know, because they do a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good job. Congrats.
Some of your guys are dead. They couldn't do it.
Who are you talking about?
Are you saying that your team is better than ours because you're
alive?
Yeah, because
if they all had to compete right now...
Mine would win.
Yeah, but ours have legacies.
Yeah.
Okay, but if they had to, compete in things alive...
Yours are more vulnerable because people can kill them.
Yeah.
Ours are already dead. So they're not all as vulnerable.
Herbert,
I don't really know.
He's not vulnerable anymore. He's dead already.
Nothing yeah, but his legacy is not great.
You're... People dead already.
I think three.
I think three of them.
Three
yeah,
of them, four and dead. I could have chosen the four
team
dead.
Is Brandon Roth.
Yeah.
Are they fighting? Is that what we're doing here?
That's well, what I thought.
I thought
because then she like, wins because she's got two athletes.
Are we doing?
Yeah, exactly.
No, I have.
Brandon Ralph can be an athlete.
Two actors.
He's an actor. And my actor by himself will do great.
He's got access
with
to
the ghost of Herbert Hoover behind his shoulder.
Yeah. And John Wick.
Your team's gonna get a pretty bad haunting, pretty big spook.
All right, we'll see about that.
Okay, last pick. I don't have anyone.
Here, let's find you some.
Cloris Leachman. She's an actress. She's dead now, actually, so that's super sad. But she was in a lot of really good comedy stuff. I remember watching her as a kid.
What
that's
was she
all
in?
I've got to say about her. She was in Malcolm in the Middle. She was in Raising Hope, I'm pretty sure. Young Frankenstein, she did that. Why are you giving me that look?
Because I just haven't heard of any of those shows.
You never watched Malcolm in the Middle?
Malcolm in the Middle? It sounds
familiar.
That's
the one with Walter White.
Is it like Stuck in the Middle?
No. Very different shows. Okay, final pick.
You know, we've had a lot of actors so far, and I think we'll close on one, and I'm going with Ashton Kutcher.
Okay. That was almost the one I chose at the end.
See, I just stayed away from him. I don't trust him. Oh. He seems sketchy to me.
He kind of does.
I only know about him because Professor Loniger is having a student assignment on him.
On Ashton Kutcher?
Yeah.
Really?
Wait, what?
I can explain.
You can cut all of that out.
You can explain it.
Oh, yeah. It's literally just like, we have to find sources about,
yes.
Do like a putting together a biography of him. Because mm-hmm. Hypothetically, he's going to run for president, is what the thing
he's
was.
Never gonna run for president.
No, but like,
Ashton Kutcher.
Is he almost 35?
No, in like the assignment, it's like pretend that he is, and then you're writing a piece about him, so then you need to like gather sources about like his background.
Do you think he would win?
No.
Well, he's 46 years old, so you really get decade.
Wow. He could have ran for president a long time ago.
Yeah, I don't trust him.
Old head.
Sketchy. Sketchy man.
I don't know much about him.
I don't trust any of them running for president nowadays.
All right.
Oh, D-list?
Oh my god, yeah. Guys, we're doing our D-list. Okay, everyone get your phones out really quick.
Guys, mine is so messed up. It's bad.
Wait, I lost mine. We haven't listened so long, my D-list at the bottom of my
head. Mine is literally, like, the same thing. Or, like, same songs. Why, though? I don't even listen to some of these.
Okay, who wants to go first?
Fine.
Real quick.
Hold on, Truck, Pumpkin Spice, Friday Morning.
Say Truck?
Mm-hmm.
Truck.
Country?
No. First song, Slow It Down. Second one, I Had Some Help from Morgan Wallen and Post Malone. I don't listen to that. Never heard of it. Miles on It. And a bar song.
Great. Yeah. It's different than last time we spoke. Last time it was like angsty.
They always have
yelling.
A Benson Boone song in, and I literally don't listen to him. I don't understand it. Him out.
He just weasels his way into everyone.
Literally.
Place. So irritating. Casey, go next.
Mine was Peaceful, Floaty, Friday, Early Morning. So the same song that's been on like every single day list. Congratulations.
It literally has every time. Do you listen to that song a lot?
No, it's just on my playlist, though. One of my playlists.
I gotta hear that.
You never heard that song? Congratulations.
Yes.
Wait,
yes,
it just changed mid...
Oh, yeah, you probably have to refresh. Okay, tell us what it is now.
After Hours, Clean Girl, Friday Morning.
Oh, I feel like you had that a few weeks ago. Maybe it was you, I don't know.
Star Girl Interlude by The Weeknd and Lana Del Rey. See You Girl, Steve Lacy, and Shut Up, My Mom's Calling, Hotel Ugly.
Michael.
Mine didn't change at all from last time.
What is it?
Scene Core Old School Emo Friday Morning.
How fun.
Don't judge me.
No judgment. No.
You're judging
Everyone
me.
Likes
I can,
emo music.
I can see it in
Everyone
your eyes.
Likes emo.
I can see your eyes judging me into my soul.
I swear. No shame. What are the songs?
You're going to make him read it now? Alright.
Alright, so the first one is If I'm James Dean, You're Aubrey or Audrey Hepburn by Sleeping with Sirens. Do you guys even know that song?
No.
I don't think you're going to know any of these songs. I'm not going to lie to you. There's a lot of Pierce the Veil on here. There's a lot of Bring Me the Horizon on here. There's Basement on here. Mm-mm. There's Flyleaf on here. Taking Back Sunday. Do you? How many? Out of the five, do you know any?
No, I've heard of Pierce the Veil.
Yeah,
they're pretty emo.
Samantha? More metal, I'm assuming.
Warrior Rock Legend Friday morning. Mermaider by Death Clock. Variant of Storm by Dragon Force. Road of Resistance by Baby Metal. And Drink by Ailstorm.
Nice, nice, nice. I'm having a Roots Banjo Friday morning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Kalahari Down by Orville Peck. Going to Hell by Adeem the Artist. Your Heart's a Big Tent by Will Carsel. They just give me everything because I've never heard most of these songs.
Yeah.
But it's always country because my alarm is country. That's on me. I gotta change that. Good job, guys. Great draft. And we are posting it. Oh my God, I gotta promote the socials too. Okay. Find our articles on CamerasChronicles.com. Also follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and X at DMAC Chronicle. Also, this podcast is on Spotify and iTunes, the Campus Chronicle podcast. If you want to come join us, we're in building 5, room 1136. Anything else anyone has to add?
Come join us.
Yeah, definitely.
We have a lot of fun on this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And please vote on whose draft pick you think is the best.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes.
And if it's mine, like, whatever, it's fine.
So obviously it's going to be mine.
Okay, but we all know it's going to be mine, so, like...
Is it, though, because no one knew your gymnast?
Yeah.
I knew the gymnast. Okay, but that's
crazy that you guys don't.
Know the gymnast?
Like, isn't that crazy?
I don't watch Olympics most of the time.
But she's just, like, a famous person. Yeah, she's not just
a gymnast. Like, she's done so much more.
She's, like, an influencer at this point.
Well...
I don't know.
Yeah.
Doesn't change anything. Oh,
I learned about her when I was in elementary school. So
yeah, same. I think I've like always known her.
She
lives in my soul.
Yeah. I don't know who Sean Johnson was. My bad.
That's
Sean.
Crazy. That is really crazy. All right.